This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Heffel. A Jefferson County man is suing the Archdiocese of Denver, a Fort Collins parish, and a former priest for being sexually abused as a child. CPR's justice reporter Lucretia Wembley has more.
Scott Verdi says he was sexually, physically, and emotionally abused by former Archdiocese of Denver priest Timothy Evans, the only ex-priest in Colorado so far to be convicted and serve time for child sex abuse. Verdi says he was abused more than 100 times by Evans for more than 3 years, starting when he was 14 years old.
He completely, you know, stole the innocence from my childhood and really corrupted my adulthood and my adult life moving forward from that time in my life.
Verdi says he struggled with opiate addiction and mental health issues. He is seeking $100,000 in damages. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
The flu is hitting pregnant patients hard this season, and UC Health is reporting a rise in pregnant patients hospitalized with flu. Doctors are encouraging that group to get the flu vaccine, but according to the CDC, flu vaccine rates among pregnant people are lower than before the pandemic. Dr. Michelle Barron says pregnant patients are more susceptible to respiratory viruses and having complications.
They fall in a high-risk group, and I don't think they always sort of recognize that because they tend to be younger and healthier for the most part.
Barron urges flu vaccinations to help protect both the patient and the baby. Right now in Denver, it's 34 degrees and mostly cloudy. Expect a slight chance of snow tomorrow across parts of the Front Range and again on Sunday. This is CPR News.